It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Jeff Sacker and Bob Grillo coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Vinton County High School basketball games. Coverage of Vikings basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Bulicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. And now it's time for Jeff and Bob. Go Vikes!
Welcome to Vinton County High School. We had a lot of technical difficulty. We're finally on the air with 4:04 to go in the first quarter. The Lady Vikings lead the Lady Rockets by a score of 9-5. Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo here, bringing the action on 98.7 WYRO. We tried. I guess we missed Thacker, Brian.
I guess so.
Let's not admit that too loud.
That's right.
Darian Radabaugh goes to the baseline, and she is fouled by number 23, Sydney Mullins, a sophomore. So, Brian, it's been a pretty up-and-down game so far.
Yeah, we seem to be moving the ball a little bit more, but Wellston's here to play.
Yes, they are. Ball goes into the post. Cassie Bentley gets tied up. For the Rockets, they got Corey Doles, Jasmine Wilson, Hannah Sowers, Chloe Thacker, and Sydney Mullins. Vikings got Darian Radabaugh, Belle Lambert's in the game right now. Cassie Bentley, Josie Uzley, and Aaron Jones.
Yep. Bell came in just a few seconds ago for Sammy Thompson, I believe.
Darian misses one. Rebound by Sydney Mullins, who's a sophomore. Ball goes down low. Gets away with the travel, Brian.
Yeah, that was LeBron James, looked like.
Yes. Bell Lambert, who's played really well, gets it out to the freshman, Josie Uzley. Uzley gets it out to Cassie Bentley, who takes a three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound by Jasmine Wilson. And there's going to be a foul on Josie Uzley, Brian?
Yes, that's one of those fouls that Mr. Bentley's probably not too happy about.
About 80 feet from the basket.
Yeah, that's not what we want.
So Jeff Thacker, we don't know really where he is. We think that he is warming up with the group Ironweed for some big concert somewhere.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to come back because of trademark reasons. They're going to call themselves Milkweed now.
Milkweed. We've got a lot of names for Jeff, but some not suitable for air. The ball goes out of bounds on the Vikings. So it'll be Lady Rocket ball. Near the ball game will come Sammy Thompson for Belle Lambert. Sammy's been sick for the last 5 days. Good to see her back. The Vikings with a record of 7-9, 4-3 in the league. The Rockets 5-12, 1-5 in the league. The Rockets 1-5 in the league. Ball stolen by Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, a junior. No seniors on the Viking team. Aaron takes
all
it to
the
basket. Misses. Rebound. Rockets get it. That's Buska.
Oh.
Buska is fouled. Oh, going to call a travel. Pretty good referee crew. The one referee who's in the state, did the state final game a couple years ago. Young guy.
Yeah, I think I saw him over at Athens at the Convo a couple times, too.
Yes. Something that Jeff Thacker will never get invited to do, a tournament game. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Rockets. Josie Uzley for three. No good. Darian Radabaugh gets
rebound
away with the push and puts it up in. Did you teach her that?
Yeah, that's if they don't see it, it didn't happen.
That happens in the Radabaugh backyard. 11-5. Rebound. Doing a nice job. That's Jasmine Wilson. Jasmine Wilson gets it out top to Corey Doles. Corey Doles down low on the block. Nice post move inside and misses. Post move was by Kaiser. Now comes Bentley with the ball. 11-5, Lady Vikes lead. Just under 2 minutes, Brian, first quarter.
We're struggling from outside a little bit.
They take another three. They miss. I think they could get it inside, Brian, if they work. Do you think?
Yeah, there's no one to stop them inside. I mean, I just load it up in there and do some post work.
Going out of bounds, it'll be Lady Viking ball. Out goes Sammy Thompson and Aaron Jones, and in comes Tyra Prater and Belle Lambert.
It's like Sammy's still a little affected by her illness she had. She's kind of breathing a little hard.
And she was pretty sick because the flu's been going on. A lot of schools have actually closed their schools.
Yeah.
I know in the Hockey Valley Basketball League, they had to remove some tournament sites because of that. Setting some cross screens to the Vikings. Bell Lambert sets a nice screen out top for Bentley. Bentley in the corner. Tyra Prater from about 15 feet. No good. Rebound by Doles. Doles is going to clear it out. Struggling to get it across. Gets it to Buska. Buska down in the corner. Tipped away by Bell Lambert.
I tell you, I haven't been able to make it to a couple games. I listen to you guys on the radio. Bell's really been
Bell's hustling. Really played well. Really played well. And Aaron Jones will come in for Tyra. Bell's really, she's bought in, and she got injured and missed a lot of the summer, and she's back. Really good student.
Good golfer.
Yes. And you're one of the golf coaches.
Yeah.
Corey Doles goes to the basket. Little jump shot, no good. She gets her own rebound. Bell comes out, and that's one thing Bell's done a really good job rebounding, Brian.
Finding the ball.
Cassie Bentley with a little runner, no good. Rebound again, Doles. So Doles having a great game on the boards. Vikings force her to the left side. She gets a cross-court pass.
Starting off with a lot of up and down here tonight. Not a lot of offense on either end.
Up and down and not a lot of stuff going through the net.
That's right.
11-5, just under 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, and Penny Grillo here on 98.7. There's a three by Darian Radabaugh. No good.
She's off.
Rebound by Emily Kaiser. Kaiser's got good height. Going to be out of bounds on the Lady Rockets. It'll be Lady Vikings ball.
Yeah, I think that was off of Buska.
So it is 11-5 Vikings. The Vikings going to call a 1-4 high in the out of bounds. Ball goes to Darian for a jump shot. Top of the key. No good. Josie Usley.
Oh.
And the rule with referees, if someone goes down, there's a foul. That'll be on Buska.
Foul on the Lady Rockets, number 10, Jasmine Wilson.
Oh, that's on Wilson, excuse me. He's a senior. Sammy will come in for Josie Usley with 17.8 seconds to go. Vikings lead 11-5 in a game that cannot be described as, how do you want to call it, aesthetically pleasing. The ball goes down. Sammy comes out with it. A long volleyball three by Bentley, and she banks it in to make it 14-5 with 5 seconds to go. Vikings don't get back, but Wilson drops the ball. There's 2 seconds. Bentley's going to have to shoot it. She does not. So at the end of one, it's 14-5, Lady Vikings. We'll be back after this timeout.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home, 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
Every dollar still has rock.
At your local Sears Hometown store in Jackson, you will find the top 10 appliance brands like Kenmore, Samsung, LG, Whirlpool, Bosch, and KitchenAid. We're also the only store in town with a great selection of Craftsman products.
Also, did you know that your local Sears carries Sealy Posturepedic mattresses?
Stop by today and shop your local Sears Hometown store in Jackson. Your Sears Hometown store is located at 780 East Main Street in Jackson. And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Vinton County High School, the Lady Vikings lead the Lady Rockets by a score of 14-5. Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, and Penny Grillo here. And I'm going to be calling you, I'm sure, Jason Radabaugh and everything else on this thing, because I know the whole Radabaugh family. I've coached them all.
Well, I've been called a little worse, but not much.
I haven't called you Jeff Thacker yet. So.
That would be bad.
That would be really bad. Sauer's in the game, and you know her, right?
Yeah.
She goes down, and they're going to call a foul, and that is the rule. That'll be on Bell Lambert. They're going to call that on the – they're going to call a two-shot foul?
Wow.
It'll be on Bell Lambert.
Yeah, Sauer's Hannah, I coached Hannah when she was 7th and 8th grade. She is a hustler. She will work as hard as she can every play.
She's a senior.
Yeah.
Makes the first one, and makes it 14-6. Good crowd here for both schools. Shots missed. Bell Lambert comes out with it.
Another rebound for Bell.
We haven't been keeping rebounds, but Bell's had a bunch. And they're playing a little man. Darian Radabaugh passes up a three and takes a two and drains it
to
make it 16-6. No one to work any harder than Darian. I know she just went to a Bowling Green softball camp. There's Doles for three. No good. Good rebound. Good screen by Darian Radabaugh. She gets it out to Cassie Bentley. Cassie Bentley comes up, takes it up, misses. Good job by the Lady Rocket screening. That was Kayla Tainer with the rebound. And this is Sydney Mullins. Sydney Mullins misses. Erin Jones says she has a wide open Darian Radabaugh, but misses her. Takes it herself and scores to make it 18-6. Timeout by Scott Sturgill. He'll take a full, so we'll take a timeout with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and the Lady Vikings leading by a score of 18-6.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Vinton County High School, where the Vikings lead by a score of 18-6. Make it a little run here. Chloe Thacker, former Vinton County player, will inbounds. For the Lady Rockets. Chloe gets it inbounds. Gets it to Mia Buska. Cross the line. That's Mullins. Mullins out to Buska. Cross court pass. Yes, got away with the walk. And banks in another three. So the bank's open, Brian. That's Jasmine Wilson. Are you guys giving some sort of a high rate on the CD for the banks bank three?
Well, tonight we better cut that out.
Yeah. Darian Radabaugh misses. Sammy Joe Thompson with the rebound. No good. Out comes the Lady Rockets. That is Jasmine Wilson, who just hit a three.
And we got a kickball.
Oh, and this guy, the referee, doing a little bit of Rockette dancing there with that kick, Brian. Something you don't see anymore. I mean, I don't know if Joy Simpson's here. She may want to sign him up for her next musical.
I think I have seen Thacker do that when he refs Little League games.
Well, it's not a very pretty sight, Brian. Mia Baska gets the ball stolen by Cassie Bentley and kicks it out to Josie Uzi for three. The Joes are up and in against the roll.
I think she stepped inside the line, though.
20-9. Jasmine Sharp getting ready to check in. So Buska's going to take it across. The Vikings lead 20-9, 6 minutes to go in the second.
Ball tipped by Jones, but they recovered it.
They're going to call a double dribble. I didn't see a double dribble. I know they're... I hate the five-second call. I hate it. I just, you know, they're moving forward. They're still counting. She almost had a five-second call. 20-9, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Vikings lead by a score of 20-9. Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo. Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo here on 98.7 WYRO. Jasmine Sharp for three. No good. Sammy Thompson gets the ball taken away. Gets it back. Players hitting everywhere. Sammy goes up with the left hand. They need to call a timeout and check on the Lady Rocket player who hit her head hard on the floor.
Yeah, I think she...
The basket will be good to make it 22-9. Trainers come out. So why don't we take a timeout while they attend to the injured Lady Rocket player. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, a 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order breadsticks and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give them a call at 596-5906. And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back to live action. The injured Rocket got up. She's going to be okay. So Chloe Thacker will inbounds right now to Mia Buska. The Rockets also have Hannah Sowers and Sydney Mullins and Jasmine Wilson in the game. Ball goes down low to Sowers. She's going to have a layup and misses it. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes up hard. She's going to be fouled. And Cassie Bentley says, I don't think I could have been any more straight up than that.
I think she's going to get the call.
But I think she was pretty, and she looks at the referee and says, I was pretty straight up. I think she was correct.
Yeah, I think so.
So Sowers will go to the line and shoot a pair and makes the first one. And I'm sure since you were her junior high coach, you taught her how to shoot that.
Well, yes, that's every make. I taught her how.
I think that's what you told the guy from the tournament that you ran, too. Is that right, that one time in Hamden?
That's bad memories there. Yeah. Bad memories.
Ball stolen by Aaron Jones.
Oh, she doubled.
That's a good call right there. That'd be a hard one to pick out. It was a good call by the official. 22-10, Lady Vikings lead 5:18 to go in the second.
I think if she didn't have that little bobble there, she would have been ahead of him down the floor, and he may have not seen that. But
Buska. Josie Usley putting some pressure on. Rebound. Out comes to Jasmine Wilson. Oh, nice take by Mullins to the basket. Oh. No good. Vikings get a rebound. Aaron Jones, junior point guard, a three-year starter here. Kicks it in the corner. Jasmine Sharp for three. No good, just short. Out comes Chloe Thacker with the rebound. Hannah Sowers across the timeline, guarded by Thompson. Down the corner, there's Mullins for three. No good. And the Vikings screened out, and no one went for the ball. But out comes.
And we got a.
Going to have a foul. Thought it was a jump.
Yeah.
Foul's going to be on Sydney Mullins. Darian Radabaugh comes in for Jasmine Sharp.
Well, I think Cassie earned that foul there because she did what you try to teach kids, and that's pivot away when they were trying to tie her up with the ball. So she got her arm instead of the ball and earned a foul out of it.
Aaron Jones. They're playing pretty loose to get up at the foul line. Darian Radabaugh goes to the basket. No good. Out comes Wilson. Nice pass down
pass
low.
Back.
Good
fighter.
Job, Jasmine. Wilson ball is going to be rocket ball.
Aaron broke that pass up.
So you coach basketball and golf. The only guy that may coach more sports than you is the legendary Pup Hale. I go in last night. He's at softball. He's golf. He's football. He's basketball. I don't think there's any sport he can't coach. I kind of refer to him as the Jim Thorpe of coaching last night.
He does it all.
Mia Buska with the ball. It's going to be a tie-up, and that's Josie Usley tying up Corey Doles. 22-10, Lady Vikings lead. Scott Sturgill, head coach for the Lady Rockets. Rod Bentley for the Lady Vikings. Bentley's had some success here, too. League titles in 3 years. Josie Usley, the freshman.
She hits a three that time.
That was an assist by Aaron Jones. 25-10, Lady Vikings. 3:53 to go in the second. Buska, guarded by Usley. Usley's a great defender.
Nice drive.
There's going to be a foul on Sammy Thompson. And I think Sammy picks up a lot of fouls like Bryce Dameron
exactly.
does in the boys because
exactly.
she plays physical.
Well, you mentioned earlier, too, I think Rod's got the program going the right direction. It's kind of hard when every other year you don't graduate a senior.
Yes.
And you're constantly rebuilding. I mean, last year we lost six seniors.
This year we have none.
This year we have none. So it's kind of hard when you got stuff. If you can just keep that going every year.
Yeah. He's getting the numbers out. And that free throw was made by Buska to make it 25-11. And she'll come out into the ball game. Will come Sydney Mullins. Coach Bentley going to call Viking.
This should be Daring in the corner with this one. They're not coming out. Oh, they do come out on her.
Josie Usley down low. Nice pass by Josie Usley down low, and that's to Lexi Erickson. And Lexi Erickson, I think, has played really well for this team. I enjoyed having her this summer. 27-11. There's Chloe Thacker for three. No good. Mullins with the rebound.
Nice rebound. Hannah
Vikings
Sowers
could be doing a better job rebounding today, don't you think, Brian?
Yeah, Hannah just lost that one off her hands. Hannah Sowers, well.
They're getting a lot of chances. Speaking of Hannah's, how's your daughter doing with the playing Division I athletics for the Buckeyes?
She is she's still working on that right now.
Three by Aaron Jones up and in.
Another
make
three.
30-11. Go ahead, Brian.
It is a lot of time. She's still evaluating if she's going to continue. That's the point we are right now.
We have a son playing college athletics. I had one. It does take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Becky's pushed the ball. Jones intends it down for Radaball. Goes out of bounds. But I think it is worth it when you graduate and you have that in your resume.
Yeah, I'm proud of her for trying. She went out, made the team, and it's something she is completely unfamiliar with. I mean, rowing is not a sport that we have around here.
No, you don't do much of that. Cause I don't think there's a lot of that done on Raccoon Creek.
No.
Darian Radaball takes it to the basket and scores, and don't count that. Nice take by Darian. Very animated official. That foul is on Jasmine Wilson.
I like that. It makes it exciting.
Darian Radaball starting to attack the basket a lot more. She was known kind of as a three-point shooter, now attacking the basket. You know, probably of all the girls on the team, no one works out more than her, Brian.
She is very strong.
Yes, she is.
Of course, she loves the game of softball. I think she has another camp this weekend she's going to.
33-11.
At Marshall.
I know she works hard because I let her in the gym a lot to hit and throw. Alexa Harrison, good hustle by her. Out comes Cassie Bentley. Cassie can't get the handle. Stolen back by the Rockets. There's a three. No good. Cassie with the rebound. Cassie's averaging double figures in rebounds. She's going to take it to the 10 herself and gets the roll and scores to make it 35-11. Bella Lambert, that's why she's
nice
playing
deal.
Right now.
She is
really awesome. She might have got away with a double dribble.
I think she doubled there.
Maybe triple. But she got away with it. Rewarding her for her hustle, I think.
I think that's what that was.
Bentley puts it on the deck, thinks about a three, gets it to Radaball out top. Got an illegal screen. That's on Bella Lambert. You know, and I'll take, she called an illegal screen on her, but I like that because she's out there mixing it up. We're going to interview some of the girls, provided they win after the game tonight.
Oh, that's good.
We were going to interview the assistant coach, but we couldn't get on the radio. We blame Thacker for that somehow. Didn't give us the number. Sydney
exactly
Mullins,
right? That's right.
Chloe Thacker, no good. Rebound by Darian Radaball.
She's going to bring it herself, go to the hole.
I like seeing her do that. And there's Lexi Arrington with a nice rebound.
And she fouled.
And Lexington will go to the line. She's done a pretty good job shooting free throws this year.
Foul number 13,
Kaiser,
her first.
Fouls on Emily Kaiser, her first team's fifth. Her first team's fifth. So Lexi Arrington will go to the line. And I shouldn't have said anything about her free throw shooting. I'll go Josie Usley and Belle Lambert. The seventh grade had a big win against Alexander the other day, the girls team.
That's good. I know the first one didn't go so well, but.
Josie misses the second one, and the eighth grade stayed undefeated. Josh Ruckle coaches the seventh grade team. Taylor Reed, the eighth, along with some assistance from Tyler Ward, and Bethany Ruckle helps in the seventh grade team. Rebound by Sammy Joe Thompson, gets it out to Cassie Bentley. A minute 20 to go.
And that's what's good to see, the eighth grade team, like you said, undefeated. So we got some girls coming up.
Cassie Bentley, no good for three, out of bounds. It should be Viking ball. They're going to give it to the Rockets. 35-11, a minute 8 to go, second quarter. Brian Radaball, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo here on 98.7 WYRO. Red Thompson in our listening audience today. We have people from Florida, the Grahams, our most faithful listeners listening down there on the net. Under a minute, 35-11. There's a little runner up and in.
That was a nice shot.
And I believe that was Doles.
Oh, Doles.
No, that was Sidney Mullins. There's a three by Radabaugh. No good. Good hustle by Aaron Jones to tie up Mullins. It'll be a Lady Rocket ball. The boys got a tough one, I believe, this week with Megs, right?
Yeah, is that
at Megs?
Oh, that's at Megs. That's we tough always have a hard time playing down there.
They're in Alexander.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. There is Kaiser with a runner and puts it up and in to make it 35-15.
That was a nice pass by Chloe Thacker there.
Oh, was it Chloe? Okay.
Yeah, Chloe.
So the Vikings are going to go for one with 20 seconds to go in a 20-point lead, 35-15. They get it to Sammy Joe Thompson in the post. She goes strong to the basket. She's hammered and will go to the line and shoot a pair.
I think they could do that all night long.
I do, too. I really do. Sammy, no question, probably the strongest of the Lady Vikings. Makes the first free throw to make it 36-15.
Now, the boys do have Jackson tomorrow night.
Yes, Jackson. And that's going to be a tougher game. Jackson beat Alexander.
Yeah.
And then Jackson's improved. Max Morrow's done a really nice job with that team. I think the boys will see more and more zone as time goes on. Although Alexander played a man-to-man against them.
Well, I believe Morrow played for Dustin Ford.
Yes.
And Dustin Ford, the way he taught defense at Jackson, I just loved it. I mean, they had a hand in the face all the time.
All the time, always contesting the passing lane. Actually, Dustin named his son Max after Max. So it's 4 minutes to go, 4 seconds to go in the first half. The Vikings lead by 21. There's a three. No good. So at the end of the first half, it is 36-15 Vikings. We'll be back after this timeout.
Make your New Year's resolution to drive around in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Check out the rugged new 2017 Jeep Cherokee with a huge $3,500 in rebates plus an additional $500 of Chrysler Capital Cash. It could just be the best New Year's resolution ever. Driving away in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be. For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse, fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse, fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
At R.M. Williams Funeral Service, we know that your family is important, and we are dedicated, compassionate, and ready to serve your family in your time of need. Come visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston to plan your life celebration your way, or call us at 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston is a proud supporter of the Wellston Golden Rockets.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlose, Wilcox, and Brower.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services, including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Thank you. High School, where the halftime score is 36-15. Vikings have done a pretty good job. They can get the ball inside more, but they're up 36-15. And for the scoring, we have Jasmine Wilson's leading the Lady Rockets with 6. Corey Doles has 2. Hannah Sowers with 2. Emily Kaiser with 2. Mia Buska with 1. And Sydney Mullins with 2. For the Lady Vikings, they're led by Darian Radabaugh with 10 and a very good first half. Pretty even scoring. Josie Izzy with 7. Cassie Bentley with 7. 5 for Aaron Jones. 5 for Sammy Joe Thompson. And 2 for Lexi Erickson. Jeff always never gives the highest point score to the low point. He just goes, who's ever first. But
he has a hard time putting things in order.
Yeah, he does. He does. And you're getting dogged a little bit on that. Your former assistant coach is listening to us in Florida when you said you take credit for every make it or free throw. So he's saying that I guess you give him credit. That'd be Dave Graham for all the misses, right?
Well, I really can't say that. Dave was a good assistant coach. I mean, to have someone like that come in and talk to the girls and, you know, give his experiences and things like that, I think they appreciate it. And that's what it's all about, that level. Middle school, yeah. It's not only the sport, but can you affect kids' lives? And that's,
he was just teasing you. He was,
oh, I know.
He's sitting there. He's sitting there at his computer. He's been our best listener over the Internet so far. We really appreciate Bruce Knox and the station letting us stream. It is a wave of the future, and it needs to occur.
Well, I'm sure Dave's having a hard time down there in Florida with all that rough weather that they have down there.
Yeah, all that tough weather they're having down there. Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll see if we can get Brett Jones over here and do an interview with him. Go ahead, keep talking.
Hey, Brett.
Yeah, we're trying to get Brett's attention right now. The band's kind of making it to work. 4 minutes left here in the half. Jones is coming to the table right now. Bob's going to talk to him. Let me give him the headset.
We're going to interview. We were trying to get him on before the game, but we had some technical difficulties. And we're going to interview what we feel maybe are, a lot of you are saying it's the brains of the Vinton County Girls Basketball Program. That's Brett Jones. So, Brett, glad to have you. And this is your first year as a head JV coach. And what's that been like?
It's been fun. It's been a new experience. You know, he keeps putting me in new positions, Rod does. And it's been a lot of fun, you know, some new challenges that I've never had before, coaching Little League and everything, but it's a lot of fun. Great, great team. I love the group I have.
And you've been really involved in the program. I know you help me every Saturday repping. You coach a team. You coach a regular team or a travel team. So, plus going to school at Ohio Christian where you're studying to be a teacher, so it keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy all the time, but, you know, I just want to give back to the community that, you know, helped me out a lot, you know. I love playing basketball when I was younger, so I just want to help out, you know, and
you
do everything I can.
You become a really good coach despite having a really bad youth coach in me. You've done really well.
I know. You did a great job with me. Great job.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that you love the game, and you're one of the most animated coaches we have out there. So where do you get your coaching style from, Rod, or who do you get that from?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit from Rod, but I want to coach with high energy, you know? Get the girls' high energy up with my energy. I feel that'll help them out, you know? Because one thing with girls' basketball, sometimes you come out low energy. I feel if I can come with the high energy, they'll play with high energy.
And while you've been going to school, you've also been a college athlete running cross country. Are you still doing that?
No, I did my first 2 years. it was just hard commuting back and forth to really get, you know, everything out of myself for it. So I didn't want to hurt the team and be a distraction. So I felt it was better just to...
You're a junior this year?
Yeah, I'll be a junior.
And you're studying education, right?
Middle childhood education.
So you want to hopefully come back here to Vinton County, we're hoping.
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do about that. So tonight the Vikings appear to be clicking pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing a great job. Getting some shots up, you know. Defensively, we're playing a lot better. Getting back, I think, in transitions, helping us a lot. And rotating, communicating a lot better on the defensive end. Our box outs are really well. We just hopefully we can release a little bit better on the box out to grab the basketball and push in transition.
And your JV's won tonight. What's the JV record overall, Brett?
9-6.
Good. And yeah, that's good. And, you know, I think the numbers are really good at both the JV and varsity level. And that's been a long time since that's occurred.
Yeah. You know, we did a great job asking girls to come out this year. I saw some girls in track in the eighth grade asked them to come out and play basketball this year. We got 21 girls total. I got 13 on the JV.
That's good. And your seventh and eighth grade team, seventh grader Josh Ruckel just won, lost. Eighth grade team's undefeated. So things are looking good for the program.
Yeah, they're doing a great job down there. You know, we're got a good program coming up in the future. Got a lot of good girls coming up.
And Rod in the summertime takes his team, of course, to play in the Newark Summer League, one of the best around, and that's helped the program.
Oh, yeah, man. He does a great job with this program. The first day I came in, I was rebounding for my sister, and I said, man, he is a good coach. He does a great job in the summer. His summer workouts are awesome. The girls love it. The girls love it.
You have some pretty spirited, I assume, some basketball games in the Jones household with you and Derek Jones and your sister Erin.
Yeah, we argue a lot. We argue a lot, but we have fun. We love the sports.
That's
love
good.
It.
Well, we'll let you get back to coaching. Thank you, Brett.
Yep, thank
appreciate
you, Bob.
Everything.
Yep.
Thank you. One of the great young men I've ever met in my life, really involved in everything in the community, helping out top to bottom. Helps with the youth program here, coaches JV basketball. So about ready to begin the second half here. Got Brian back. Been a pleasure to have you, Brian. We appreciate it.
And, I like doing it. I mean, it's I think it's the second time I've done this, but not sure how great I'm doing, but I do enjoy it.
You just got another fan text saying, can you come down here and turn down the air? I'm really hot. Thanks, Brian, for those kind words. So, in other words, he's saying the banker's setting out that hot air instead of the lawyer.
I guess that must be it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate having you. And I think, with your looks, your looks and my looks, we might be able to get a TV. Thacker's probably been dragging us down, so he's been stuck on radio all these years. We're just kidding. We're just kidding, Jeff. You were the lead singer of a rock band. We're not.
Was back in the day.
If you don't tease, you never saw the picture of him in his leisure suit, did you?
No, I haven't
seen
that.
Well, you probably don't want to.
Just that one he wears to work every so often.
Well, I like the day when you guys wear the tie-dye shirts, because I try to avoid the bank where Jeff has the tie-dye shirt. I'm just kidding. We love Jeff. Jeff, if you're listening, we love you, man. All right, so Josie Usley, and same starters the Vikings had, Sammy Thompson, Cassie Bentley, Darian Radabaugh, Josie Usley, and Aaron Jones.
Josie's fouled there. Not sure who that 34.
Probably the Rockets number 34,
Sidney Spencer, who came in, a freshman. I think Scott's played everybody on his team.
I think so. He's got a relatively young team, too.
Yes, he does.
Experience-wise.
Josie Usley misses. I think the Lady Vikings next year with all seniors, pretty much, will have a good chance to win the league title next year.
And they do have some eighth graders coming up that could fill a couple of roles.
Oh, yes. And Darian Radabaugh goes up. They're going to call it travel.
Yeah. I was starting to wonder if they were going to call that one.
Well, something should have been called. We just didn't. I mean, there was a travel for about 15 feet and fouls about 12 of those feet. So something was going to get called. 7:24 to third quarter, Lady Vikings lead 36-15. Buska, Josie Usley, what a defender, Brian.
She is always in the face of whoever she's guarding. One of the fastest kids I've ever seen.
They're going to change it. Good piece of officiating right there. Yeah, Josie's very quick. A good piece of officiating here. The one official saw it, and Rod Bentley got that call. Tell him to talk about that. Sidney Spencer, the freshman in for the Lady Rockets right now. And there's Aaron Jones for three. No good. Spencer with the rebound. Buska thinks about throwing it long distance. Pulls it up.
Nice pass.
Down to Spencer on the block. Blocked by Cassie Bentley. Cassie Bentley. I don't think we had any scoring. Cassie Bentley just scored.
Lady
Nice little Euro stuff on
that. We didn't have any scoring, did we, before Penny came? Okay.
I don't believe so.
And there's a three by the Rockets. No good.
Hannah Sowers rebound.
They're going to call a foul on Darian Radebaugh.
I tell you, when Hannah goes to the bucket, she gets fouled. That's three times now.
Lady Vikes number 00, Darian Radebaugh, her second. Team's first and second half. The lines of the Lady Rockets and the Sowers shooting two.
So Hannah will shoot a pair. The Vikings leading 38-15. And she misses the first one. Good crowd here tonight, Brian.
Yeah, there is. I was just thinking there, Hannah's a senior, and I know Chloe's a senior. Is that the two seniors that they have?
Got a couple. I think Kaylee Tainer's a senior, and, yeah, Chloe and Hannah.
They do have three seniors on their team. Nice pass by Bentley. It's broken up by number one.
That's Corey Doles. Got away with a double dribble, and it'll be Wellston ball. You won't see too many high-energy guys more than Rod Bentley.
No. He can wear you out in a conversation.
Lightning Rod Bentley. Oh, long-distance three by Corey Doles. No good. Rebound by Sammy Thompson. Cassie Bentley. She's going to take it herself all the way. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Gets it out to Usley. Usley cross-court pass stolen. That's Buska. Buska over the corner. That's Jasmine Wilson for three.
Three.
No good. Cassie Bentley's had a boatload of rebounds, and she gets shoved, and there'll be a foul called. That'll be on Corey Doles, sophomore.
Corey Doles, her second.
Jasmine Sharp will come in for Aaron Jones. And Josie Usley will help bring the ball up.
Wellston's showing a little bit of pressure here, but not much. They did press one time in the first half.
Being kind of a deep man. Most people pick him up at half court. They're picking out at the free throw line. There's Bentley for three. No good. I think there's Usley. She's fouled. That foul will be on Sowers. So Josie Usley, who I think had a phenomenal freshman year, will go to the line and shoot a pair. Lady Vikings with a record of 7-9 have played a wicked schedule, as wicked as you could have.
They have played a tough schedule. They did have at the beginning of the season, they had a win against Marietta. And I just read, I think it was last weekend, Marietta actually beat Warren.
Well, I mean, let's just go through their schedule. I mean, Usley misses the first one. But you played Alexander twice, who might go to the Final Four. You played a very good Nelsonville team twice. You played Amanda Clear Creek. You played a good Marietta team. You played Jackson, one of the top players in the area, with Green. And there's a shot no good by Sowers. It's going to be Lady Rocket ball. But there's some other teams in there they played. South Webster team, it's very solid. I mean, they haven't played any easy teams.
No, and it's good for them to grow. You get this tough competition. Shows them what they need to learn.
Nice pass
to
Spencer.
Pass.
And that pass was from Jasmine Wilson to Spencer. Beautiful dish in the basket. 39-18, 5 minutes to go in the third. Cassie Bentley with a runner. No good. Rebound by Buska.
Nice
pass by Buska down to Jasmine Wilson. Up and in. A little run by the Lady Rockets. 39-20. 4:52 to go in the third. I think the Vikings took some really quick, pulled the trigger real quick, Brian, the last couple trips.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see us run a little bit of offense here. Move the ball. We're kind of getting
just like
one
that.
Pass, one. There
just
we
like
go.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Had two passes. You had a nice open look for Darian Radebaugh, and she knocks down the three. It's 42-20. The referees do a little checking on Hannah Sowers to see if she's okay.
I think she came off of a tough screen
there. She might
have
a bloody nose, but she's trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Corey Doles. Sowers for three. No good. Rebound Spencer. Spencer, nice move by the freshman. Puts it up and in. She's played pretty well, Brian.
Yes, she has.
42-22. Vikings lead.
Getting some nice minutes. She does have nice post moves.
Yes, she does. Vikings need to be patient. Vikings going to bring in five new ones here, Brian. Cassie Bentley, pretty nice move, and she's fouled. And she'll shoot a pair.
And Coach Sturgill will see his five and raise him five. We got another five on this side of the table.
This may be the most people ever checking in time here.
We got 10 lined up.
We have 10 lined up. And so nine will come in. And pretty early to have a hockey change during the game. Cassie Bentley's still in, and she'll shoot another one.
Looks like Aaron Jones may be coming in for her. Is that?
Vikings have Emily Jones, who I really like. We got Tyra Prater, Lexi Erickson, and Sammy Jo Thompson, and also into the ballgame is Aaron Jones. For the Lady Rockets, they'll have Megan Vickers is in the game. They'll have Sydney Mullins, Kaylee Chainer, Emily Kaiser, and Chloe Thacker. Chloe Thacker's in the corner. And again, we think it's the most people ever check in during one time. And there's Emily Jones. She makes stuff happen. Sammy Thompson with the ball.
Sammy's looking to go to the hole.
And she does. And scores, make it 46-22. And there's a nice take by Sydney Mullins. And I'm not sure there really was a foul, but there was some contact. So
yeah, I think they're going to call that on Lexi Erickson.
Usually you don't see that when some player goes in out of control, Brian. But Mullins
misses the first one.
46-22, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Bob Grillo, Brian Radabaugh, and Penny Grillo here on 98.7 WYRO.
Now, I did make the comment to Thacker a couple weeks ago. You guys, the Logan game was just an awesome. The way you announced that game was just really awesome, and he pointed out to me that Penny was keeping stats, so I figure that must be what turned the corner for you guys.
It must have been. Penny joined our crew, and that turned it around.
It has really turned it around. Not that you were bad before, but you're really good now.
Tyra Prater scores. You know, the thing that we like best is people say we're funny, and the sad thing is we're not trying to be. We're just really bad announcers. Chloe Thacker for three, no good. Emily Jones keeps the ball alive. There's a steal by Tyra Prater. Tyra, one of my best helpers on Saturdays, always. Great runner, Aaron Jones. There's Sammy Jo Thompson, little crossover move. Out to Tyra Prater. Tyra out to Aaron Jones for three. Partially blocked. Rebound by Lexi Erickson, up and in. Lexi with four now. We got to get one of those scoreboards so we can tell who's scoring. I get on Thacker every game about that.
That's exactly right.
Because it's not happening. Steal by Aaron Jones.
I think the last time down the floor is the most passing I've seen us do tonight.
Aaron Jones with a layup to make it 52-22.
And we got another five coming in. Everyone else has been in. Looks like this will be Kendall C's
first appearance.
First appearance in the game.
Chloe Thacker with a runner, and she's going to be fouled by Emily Jones.
Well, leading by number three, Emily Jones, reverse. Chiefs third.
The Vikings going five at a time, the old North Carolina under Dean Smith back in the day. Chloe Thacker misses the first free throw. Chloe's a senior. Thought I saw somewhere she might be joining the service when she gets out.
Oh, really? I tell you what, I admire it when kids do that.
That's right.
From my daughter's class, I remember, I know there was others, but Sarah Owings in the Air Force.
Yes. Chloe's second one is up and in. And makes it 52-23. Chloe worked hard in her game. Used to help me here in the youth league a lot. There is Bentley putting it on the deck, a little runner. Falling short a little bit. Thacker comes out with it.
She passes ahead to...
That was missed by Mullins, who steals it back. Mullins down the corner. That is Tainer, no good. Rebound by Bentley. Bentley's got a boatload of them. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 29, 52-23. Bentley is fouled. That foul will be on Chloe Thacker.
She's been able to take it to the basket. They're coming out like she's going to shoot the three. So they have to address that, and then she's driving around to the basket.
He misses the first one. We forgot to mention one of the junior high coaches. We mentioned Coach Ruckel doing a great job in his seventh grade team, and Taylor Reed in the eighth grade team, but the assistant coach, Tyler Ward, with the eighth grade team.
Well, yeah,
and Bethany Ruckel on the seventh grade team.
I'll tell you what, when you're coaching that level, it's good to have
several assistants.
Yes. A good, you know, someone that can point out when you, there's other things they can see while you're watching something else.
My team played the other day, and I was talking to my kids, and one of them spilled a Gatorade all over me, so I felt like I really had their attention. There's a missed shot by Mullins, and it'll be Viking ball.
Hey, you mentioned Tyra running. I tell you, I'm excited for Coach K and Coach Lindner's track teams this year.
Oh, nice take by Darian Radabaugh to the basket. I'll tell you, I think the cross-country team has a legitimate chance of making it to Columbus, Brian.
The girls' team is, Riley Thief, one of the key runners.
If Tyra can come back at three by Chloe Thacker. If Tyra can make it back from her injury.
Yeah, then Lily Chevalier.
Yes, I mean, they could be exceptionally good. A chance to make it. They made it to the regionals this year?
Yeah.
Nice pass down low by Josie Ousley to Kendall Fee. Misses, but a nice pass by Josie. Chloe Thacker for another three. And out comes Jasmine Sharp with the rebound. 12 seconds to go. Get it down to Darian Radabaugh in the corner. And don't do a real good job of getting shots at the last minute, but there's Ousley. No good. Rebound, Kendall Fee. Get in there, Kendall. No good. And so at the end of three, it's 53-26. Vikings. We'll be back after this timeout.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified. All the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WYRO-FM 98.7.
MacArthur, Jackson, Wellston, and Oak Hill.
Back at Vinton County High School, Sarah White's in the game now. Abriana McManus, Bella Lambert, Sammy Thompson, and Aaron Jones for the Lady Vikings.
The
Rockets got Buska, Dulles, Sowers, Jasmine Wilson. There's a three by Aaron Jones.
I think... All Coach Bentley has left to do is put in Coach Barrell, and we have the whole bench in the
yes.
The game.
Coach Jones scrimmages with him all the time. He could go in.
Yeah. Ooh, getting a little scrappy out there.
You know, the charity match for charity that you're talking about is Rod Bentley's brother. Rod's been teasing him that there's a guy 60 that can beat him, and he's here today. He's a builder. So he wants to run a mile against me. And he's like 30, and I'm 60. So we'll see what happens there. There's a three by Dulles, no good. Aaron Jones comes out with it. Again, the Vikings, no seniors on the team, none on the floor. Aaron Jones gets it out to Sarah White. Sammy Thompson going to go hard to the 10. left hand going to get fouled by Sowers. Sowers goes down, and we'll see if they'll attend to her.
I think she's hurt this time. It looks like it's her arm. Arm or wrist.
Why don't we take a 60 while they attend to Sowers, and the Vikings lead 55-28. We'll come back. It'll be Sammy Thompson shooting a pair.
Nationwide is on your side. So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
55-28, Lady Vikings lead here today.
That's Sammy Thompson at the line. I believe this will be for two shots.
Misses the first one.
I have to take something to take away from this game tonight is I'm not sure what our free throw percentage is, but it's not very well.
Tonight. Cost him the first Nelsonville game.
Yeah, I mean,
Sammy made the second one there to make it 56-28. Note, shot missed by Spencer. Out comes Aaron Jones with the ball. I do have some state rankings they'll get us here in a minute. Sarah White, very good athlete, Sarah is. And there's a three by Aaron Jones, and she's on fire right now to make it 59-28. Vinton County boys ranked sixth in the Division II AP, Fairfield Union 11th. They might meet each other. Oak Hill ranked third in Division III, and Fairland sixth. Waterford tied for ninth in Division IV, and Portsmouth Clay 15th. Missed by Buska. She gets a rebound. They're going to call a push on Sammy. And again, Sammy and Bryce Dameron kind of just plagued by that.
Yeah.
We're going to call a foul. You guys are a little taller than everybody else.
Her second, team
sport. Yeah, Sammy's looking like she's not really sure what she did there.
And Bell goes over and starts laughing with her. I'm not sure Scott Sturgill agrees with that call either. And he gets the benefit of it.
Nice passes. Nice little play there. She came off the screen. That was
Mullins
on that score. I don't know how many points she has tonight, but she's got to have a few.
She's got a good one. See if Penny can get us how many points Mullins has. Gabriana McManus, she's got just four. And there's Bill Bell Lamb with the runner. She's going to get fouled, and she'll go shoot a pair. Vikings going to put five new ones in as well.
So we got the second line here in hockey.
Foul on Lady Rockets numbers 34, Sydney Spencer.
That foul was on Spencer. 59-30, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. First one's missed by Bell. Pretty tight-knit group of girls, too. I coached them this summer. They're pretty tight-knit. Bell will go to the line and misses the second one.
Well,
Bell will come out.
It's just going to take them some time. I know on the boys' side, Coach Combs is always, he mentions your role.
And know your role.
Know your role. And once they learn that concept, which is not easy to teach, once they learn that concept and buy into it, I think it'll make a difference.
They had some big losses from last year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a foul on Darian Radabaugh. Let's see if they're going to count that. They're counting the bucket.
From Lady Vikings number 00, Darian Radabaugh.
And that was Mullins, who now has 6 points. She's had a really good game for the Lady Rockets, and it makes it 59-32, 5:38 to go in the fourth.
I think that's what you might call a continuation foul.
It was an NBA continuation foul, maybe a European.
Possibly.
Might have been Asian. I don't know. I mean, it could have been Euro-Asian. Could have been throwing Australia, Antarctica, all continents, because that one was a long continuation foul. Oh, nice move by Tyra Prater. Splits a double team. He gets tied up underneath the basket. It'd be white ball, 59-33, 5:46 to go in the fourth. Darian Radabaugh, trigger. Radabaugh, Bentley, Prater, Usley, and Erickson in for the Vikings. Ball is stolen by Mullins. She's fouled by Bentley. Mullins, Spencer, Buska, Wilson, and Dulles for the Lady Rockets. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulty we had getting on radio early. But
34 for Wilson. That's the freshman we were talking about. I think that's who I was thinking.
Yeah, she's had a really nice game.
She's open again on the block, but they take
a
three.
Good hustle by Dulles and Erickson as they tangle underneath, and it'll be Lady Rocket ball.
There's a
nice pass
play
down there, beautiful pass. And Erickson, who's also played well, gets the ball out, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Rocket ball.
Lexi says, "My bad." That's what she was one of the good kids. There's a lot of good kids, but
I really like Lexi this summer. She played really hard for
she's
me.
She's always the first to admit if she makes a mistake, she owns it.
So inbounds will be Jasmine Wilson. Both teams have played everyone on their bench. The Vikings got about 14. The Vikings boys have a lot of guys that they dress. And there's Dulles for three. No good. And the Vikings not doing a very good job right now of rebounding, but the rebounds are really long right now, Brian.
Yeah, they're taking some long shots. Nice drive by Dulles.
Another foul on Lexi. So Dulles is going to shoot a pair. What's been a pretty long quarter. The third quarter was pretty long too, Brian.
Yeah, this one seems like it's longer.
Yeah. Chloe Thacker will come in for Jasmine Wilson.
Kind of unusual for the last few minutes. We got one sub, not a total of five going in.
There'll probably be 10 here again. Misses the second one, and the ball is just, I think we're just going to stay on this end of the court right now. No, they're giving it back to the Vikings.
It's white ball, yeah.
Spencer played exceptionally well with Lady Vikings, a freshman. So Usley will bring it. Out to Bentley. Tyra Prater goes baseline. It's going to be Viking ball. You and I like track and cross country. We're two track and cross country. But I'll tell you, I think Coach K and Coach Leonard have done an outstanding job with that program. And Darian takes it to the basket, and she's going to be fouled.
They have. They are. They're always competitive, and they work all year round. I mean,
I think probably they're really scientifically oriented too in their training techniques, diet, tracking mileage, weightlifting training. Very scientific. Radabaugh misses the first one.
I know Coach Kirkpatrick. A son and daughter both ran cross country with him, and he does. You know, he restricts mileage. He doesn't want them to, you know, to work too hard. Oh, the lane violation.
You don't see that very often unless it's in youth basketball and you're trying to get someone to score. It hasn't scored all year. Well, you and I are avid runners about at 4:30 in the morning. We might be the only two crazy people in the world you see out there, but
yeah, it's I like it, and I'll do it as long as I can.
Yeah, me too. Chloe Thacker with a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook. It falls a little bit short, and Tyra Prater comes out with it. But you and I are out there quite a bit at the Benton County Fitness Center. Great place to go, Brian. Nice take by Darian Radabaugh, and a great pass by Tyra Prater for the layup.
Darian Radabaugh.
61-33.
Yeah, that is a good facility we have in the county.
Yes, I encourage people to join it. Nice take by Sidney Mullins. So they're going to be a good team. They're a young team. You got Spencer. You got Mullins. They played really well here. Cassie Bentley with a 61-35 lead gets it to Tyra Prater. Ball is stolen by the Rockets, stolen back by the Lady Vikings. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be White ball.
And we got a five sub going in.
Sarah White, Abriana McManus, Emily Jones, Jasmine Sharp, and Kendall Fee for the Lady Vikings. Back into the ballgame comes senior Kelly Tainer for the Lady Rockets.
That's the first time tonight we haven't had a starter on the floor.
Yes. Well, Chloe Thacker's on for the Rockets. Oh, you mean for the Vikings?
Yeah, for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Rockets got, I believe, Emily Kaiser started and Chloe Thacker for them. And they have, they actually have, and Mullins is a starter. They have three, and so did Trainer. They have three starters on, four starters on there.
Well, this is a good opportunity for Rod to get some of the younger players out there because, you know, like last year, six seniors, and they had three sophomores that played.
Yes. Good rebound by Emily Jones, who comes down with it.
So this year you started the season with three juniors that had varsity experience.
That's it.
And you've got to get that bench a little bit deeper.
So next year you'll have 14 with varsity experience.
Right.
Kendall Fee, little runner, no good. Rebound. Mullins out to Chloe Thacker. I'm going to call a foul on Jasmine Sharp. Possibly could have been a travel.
Yeah.
That gets a yeah. Usually gets a wow from Jeff Thacker. It gets a yeah from Ryan Radovan.
Reverse. Kind of a spin move, a couple steps, and Jasmine just got in the way.
And Chloe makes, oh, in and out. Chloe makes a second to make it 61-36.
Who do Lady Vikings have next?
I think it's Athens, maybe.
Yes, I think it is. Which they're improving.
Chloe Thacker, down goes Sarah White, and they're going to call a charge. Good job by Sarah.
Chloe was looking for the call there, but she got a little out of control when.
Sarah White's a cool kid. I like Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Happy kid. Jasmine Sharp for three. Good. Jasmine for three to make it 64-36.
There's
a blocking foul on Emily Jones. You got three kids out there that'll smile more than any three kids in the TBC, and Emily Jones, Jasmine Sharp, and Sarah White, though.
Anna Sowers back in the game for Chloe Thacker.
Chloe Thacker. This is Tainer, makes the second one. It makes it 64-37. A lot of the varsity boys here watching tonight.
And that's good to have the team supporting each other.
Tainer makes the second one, 64-38. There's Jasmine Sharp for three, no good. Oh, nice basket
take.
By Mullins.
No, really, Wilson is a good team as far as hustle. They're still playing hard.
They are. And Scott has done a good job of coaching. He's not lost at once. He knows he's got a young team.
Well, then this is almost where you can say how fortunate we are for the school system in Vinton County to allow us to use their facilities.
Yes, and that's, I say that every week that we just finished our youth program, but we have 300-plus kids, and you can use five, six, seven buildings at will. It's pretty nice, and that's one reason I think we're pretty good in basketball.
That's exactly right. They get to learn at a younger age.
Play a lot of games. There's no substitute for game experience. When you have 40 or 50 more games than everybody else, it's a good thing. And Wilson's got a good youth program going now, and I helped set up Jackson's. I think theirs is very good. And it's not just about basketball. It's just about helping kids be part of a team. Team efforts help with everything. So the Rockets have the ball right now. There's Sowers. Mullins has had a really good game. going to call a foul on B.
Yeah.
Could have been travel.
It was close either way.
Problem lady by number 25. That will be her first.
How many fouls have we had in this quarter?
A lot. I don't know if Penny can probably figure that out. First one's up and in by Mullins.
She may be out of ink with that ink pen.
She's an accountant. They never run out of ink. You're an accountant, so you know. God, I'm stuck between two accountants. I don't know if this is good or not. Of course, I was one class short of being able to take the CPA, so that's also scary.
Jasmine Sharp with a three attempt.
Sowers comes out with it. Ball stolen by Sarah White. Emily Jones comes out with it. Tries to pass it to Kendall Fee. You know, we have like a soccer game going on. We're not passing midfield, fouling Emily Jones.
Well, Lady Bikes number three, Emily Jones, her third.
Emily Jones picks up her third foul.
Brian, I don't know if you watched the Athens game the other day, but Tristan Bartow didn't seal the MVP in that game. There's something maybe seriously wrong with MVP and all-league voting.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, I think it was, what, 37 points?
37 points, 11 for 13.
11
shooting.
For 13. That's just incredible.
You know, he was a second-team All-State guard last year. If he's not first-team this year, there's also something seriously the matter with that. Emily Jones from the corner, no good. Rebound by Sarah White.
Moving the ball around a little bit. Jasmine's going to take a three from the corner. Just
no
long.
Good. There's going to be a jump ball tying up Megan Vickers is Jasmine Sharp. Minute 13, the Vikings lead 64-41. In will come Lexi Erickson for Kendall Fee, and Jasmine Sharp will come out for Tyra Prater. Tyra refed a game with me Saturday. She's pretty good.
Tyra loves the game.
Sarah White for three. Good. Sarah drains a three. I think she's a player that could be very good. She didn't play last year. She's extremely athletic.
Very,
oh, great pass. Great pass from Mullins down to Kaiser. That was the best pass of the night. And puts it in. 67-43. Tyra Prater for three. Banks it. That's the third bank three. Make it 70-43. 36 seconds to go in the ballgame. We're going to bring a couple Vikings out at the end of the game. And there is a wild, out-of-control pass knocked off about five people, and it's going to be Viking ball. 70-43. Again, we'll have four of the juniors come out at the end of the game.
Emily Jones
for three. No good. Rebound. You got a wide open Tainer down there. She's fouled. No calls. They want to get it over with. They're going to call that foul with 12 seconds to go.
Found Emily.
Sarah White.
Oh,
they called it Emily Jones. I said they called it on Emily Jones with four. I don't think it was on Emily, though. She gives a thumbs up to someone in the crowd saying, hey, I might foul out. Emily's a great kid. I talked to her quite a bit. Her mom works in the courthouse. Great kid. 4 seconds. The Vikings just dribbled out, and they'll come out with a 70-45 win. So a big win for the Vikings as they'll go to 8-9 and 5-3 in the league. Wilson got a 5-13 and 1-6 in the league. So we'll take about a 3 or 4 minute timeout. Be back with stats and some of the Viking players.
Belicio Foods' commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at WesBanco Bank. Auto loans and personal loans, business loans and home equity lines of credit. We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve. Remember, you always win with WesBanco. Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year. Go teams!
WesBanco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at WesBanco Bank. Auto loans and personal loans, business loans and home equity lines of credit. We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve. Remember, you always win with WesBanco. Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year. Go teams!
WesBanco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Make your New Year's resolution to drive around in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Check out the rugged new 2017 Jeep Cherokee with a huge $3,500 in rebates plus an additional $500 of Chrysler Capital Cash. It could just be the best New Year's resolution ever. Driving away in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50 next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back to Vinton County High School, Brian Radabaugh, Barb Grillo, and Penny Grillo here on 98.7 WYRO, where the Lady Vikings have beaten the Lady Rockets of Wellston by a score of 70-45 for the Rockets. They were led by outstanding sophomore Sydney Mullins with 14 points, 8 points for Jasmine Wilson, 2 points for Corey Doyles, 2 points for Kayla Tainer, Hannah Sowers with 3, as I said, Wilson with 8, 3 for Mia Buska, 4 for Emily Kaiser, 5 for Chloe Thacker, and 4 for Sydney Spencer. No quit in the Rockets. They played well. For the Lady Vikings, well-balanced scoring, led by Darian Radabaugh with 15, Cassie Bentley with 12, Aaron Jones with 12, 3 for Jasmine Sharp, 5 for Tyra Prater, 8 for Josie Usley, 8 for Sammy Joe Thompson to make it 70 points. So a good ball game for the Vikings. They pretty much controlled from the get-go. And we're going to try something a little different because we don't have any seniors, so we won't have any girls on senior night. So now we're going to bring out some of the juniors to talk today. And first will be Cassie Bentley. So, Cassie, congratulations on a big win today.
Thank you, Bob.
And, Cassie, you've had a great year here. I know this is your first year at Vinton County where you transferred from Logan. And that's had to be quite a switch where you're coming from a bigger school to a smaller school. How's that going?
I think it's going great. I like the people here, and I like playing.
And you're playing for your dad, so that's got to be kind of cool.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, you had a great summer coach, too. I mean, let's just ask you the truth. Who's the better coach? I'm just kidding. You don't need to answer that. Me or him. I'm just kidding about that. But, you know, it's kind of fun, too, playing with a team with it's got to be interesting playing with a team with no seniors.
Yeah, that's cool. But my freshman year, I played with a team with no seniors at Logan.
And next year, you get an opportunity to perhaps play with your sister, so that should
yep.
be fun. You play with your sister at Logan when you were a freshman. She was a senior, right?
Yep. Okay. I got 2 years with my sister at Logan.
That's cool. And what's your plans for when you get out of school? You want to keep playing?
Yeah, for sure. I want to keep playing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you guys go to 8-9 today, so hopefully you can get back to 500 here. You've played a wicked schedule so far this year. It's got to help you as you get ready toward tournament time.
Yep.
That's awesome. And so so when you go home at night, I know Dad and your summer made you take those rocks and stuff uphill and push tires. Does he make you do that stuff when you get home in the ball barn?
No, he's never made us do that at the ball barn, though.
Never made you do that. Mm-hmm. So, and then you got all the Bentleys out there. You guys, you probably don't have to worry about it. You can always five people to play at the Bentley household, can't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. And, you know, I know your mom's a coach, too. I mean, how do you like it when your mom's coaching? Of course, she coaches your brothers more, but...
I think my mom's a pretty good coach, too.
That's good. So I'm sure about that. So anything you want to say to anybody out there?
No, nothing off the top of my mind, no.
Well, I would like to say it's been a pleasure having you here at Vinton County. You've had a great season,
yeah.
And I think the best yet to come for you. So thank
yeah.
you. Thank you for helping me out on Saturday,
hey,
too.
Hey, thank you.
All right, next will be Aaron Jones. One of my favorite kids of all time, Aaron Jones here. And, Aaron, you had I think you've been picking it up as the season goes on. You had 12 today, and you seem like you're getting more and more comfortable as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Aaron, you can talk. You can talk. I know you talk all the time, so you can talk now. So what's it like being on a team with no seniors? Last year you had, of course, a bunch of seniors. You had six, and this year there is no seniors. So what's that like?
We definitely have to step up as players because we have no seniors. So the juniors really have to step up as leaders.
So you'll be looking forward to that next year, too. I mean, next year you'll have a bunch of seniors. So everybody's coming back. Last year, I think this year you had like three players coming back to that varsity experience. Next year you're going to have 14, so that's got to make a big difference.
Yeah, it'll be different.
Now, what do you do when you go home and you got assistant coach Brett Jones, you got your brother Derek Jones. Do you guys ever play games? Do you guys ever talk a lot of smack? What goes on in a Jones household?
Oh, we just argue the whole time.
I find
that's
that
all
just,
we do.
Well, I really don't find that very hard to believe, actually. So. Last year, I know you missed a summer practice because you were at 4-H, and Coach Bentley says it's good to have you back from, you know, whatever it was with 4-H. So did you get to go to 4-H camp this year?
No, I didn't go this year. Had too much basketball.
Had too much basketball.
I wanted to go to that, get
well,
better.
You just wanted to push tires up and down hills and carry buckets of rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you miss that? Are you ready to do that again next summer?
4-H camp or no, basketball?
Well, either one. 4-H camp or pushing rocks and flipping tires.
Yeah, I'm ready. 6 a.m. workouts.
6 a.m. workouts. That's awesome. So, well, you got a lot of basketball you have to play this year. And I think you're a team. I would not want to play you guys at tournament time. You guys are young. You're starting to click right now. So are you looking forward to tournament time?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hope
we get a good run.
That's good. That's awesome. So, and thank you for all summer. She's been one of my best helpers all year with basketball, and I appreciate that very much, Aaron. Thank you. Gave you an extra bonus last Saturday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
For helping out. We appreciate you coming. So we'll turn it over to Sammy Joe here. Sammy Joe, thank you. Good game tonight. I know you've been sick. So you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better.
That's awesome. And Sammy's probably the strongest lady bike in a team. Do you lift weights like with your brother? I've asked you that before. Do you lift
yeah.
weights with him? So can you, like, out bench press him or anything?
No,
like
not okay. even close.
Does he make you do a lot of squats and stuff?
Yeah.
I imagine he does. So that's good. So I know you're glad you're feeling better. And, again, I've asked the other girls this, no seniors on a team. What's that like, having no seniors on a team?
It was a big change. It went from us, like, playing a role to being the leaders.
Yeah.
So it was hard to adjust to that.
And next year, of course, you're going to, like, three or four players that had varsity experience. There have been 14 that had varsity experience. So you got to be looking forward to some to next year as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to make a deep tournament run this year?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anybody you want to say a special shout-out to?
My mom and dad and Coach Barrow.
Coach Barrow, that's cool.
And Rod Bentley.
And Aaron Jones is trying to say send a shout-out to Aaron. Are you going to send Aaron a shout-out?
Yeah.
That's your buddy.
And
all right.
To Ron Burgundy.
And to Ron Burgundy. Okay. Is that Jeff Thacker? Is that, okay, the TV announcer, Ron Burgundy? Okay, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
Off of.
Okay, all right. Anchorman.
Yeah.
Anchorman. Okay, all right. Next, we'll turn it over to Darian Radabaugh. Thank you very much, and thank you for helping me this summer. And Darian Radabaugh, another young lady to help me out this summer. Thank you. You had a very good game, and you're starting to really play well. and I noticed that you're taking the ball to the basket a lot more than what you were. You shooting threes a lot more. Now you're taking it to the basket. So
yeah.
What caused that change?
Well, whenever my outside game isn't, like, working out, then I'm just going to start driving to the hole and try to draw fouls so I don't, like, completely, like, shut down scoring, you know?
Well, and I made the comment during the game, it probably, I mean, probably, there's no probably to it. Probably no one works out harder than you year-round with softball. You got trainers. And you can tell you're in shape. You love being in shape, I imagine, right?
Yeah, I work out, like I seriously have something going on every single day of the week. And, like, this Friday, we had the two games Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday I went back at it and shot, and then right after that I had to hit because I had a softball camp this weekend. So,
Bowling Green, how'd that go for you?
It went pretty good. There were 90 girls there, and it was from 3 to 10, so it was very long. But.
And that's what you want to play in college, obviously, softball.
Yeah, that's what I'm going after right now.
And I know you got very good grades as well, right?
Well, yeah, they're getting better this year. I mean, last year was really tough because I doubled up in math, but this year, you know, mm-hmm. It's getting better.
What position do you want to play in softball when you go?
Well, wherever they'll take me. But right now I'm playing third, shortstop, and outfield, so I'm working on those.
I think you'll find out when you go play college softball or baseball, everybody was a shortstop at one time or another. That's what they usually
yeah.
do. Here they go.
Yeah.
And you have any schools in mind where you want to go or what you want to study?
Well, right now, I actually decided that I might want to go into pre-med.
Awesome.
But business is also in there, you know, just as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I have a couple of schools I'm looking at, but nothing, like, really
That's
serious.
That's good. And you enjoy the college sports experience. It's a wonderful time. So I know you work hard, and what's it like being on a team with no seniors?
It's different because, like, we're having to step up this year, and we're kind of, like, struggling to find out who's going to really, like, be that lead role right now. But, yeah, we're a little, you know.
You guys came back this year with a team that had three players that had varsity experience. Next year you're going to have 14. That's going to have to make a big difference.
Yeah, I think next year we'll do really good.
Yeah, and, of course, this year is not over. You're going to have to make a big tournament run, and that's going to be important. You try to do that as well.
Yeah.
All right, you looking forward to softball with Coach Ward this year?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know he's been doing some open gyms and stuff, so I haven't got to go to a lot, you know, because basketball, but I'm looking forward to it.
I was there last night. There was quite a few there last night. So
yeah.
I was just running. They were hitting. I was just running. So
that's good.
That's good. Anybody you want to send a shout-out to?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to Erin, since she's kind of staying right here.
Erin's kind of just asking for the shout-out.
Yeah, and everybody on the team for working really hard.
What about your brother Eli? Can you whip him one-on-one?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He can't take me.
Okay, I kind of figured that. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and we'll kind of thank you very much. And thank you for helping us on Saturdays. Appreciate it. So we'll turn it back over to Brian here. This is usually Jeff Thacker's role. And with these four girls that were just on, it looks like our job's in deep trouble, Brian. There's no question the way they talked in the radio.
They did really good, and they acted like they were nervous, too, which is
They acted
odd.
Like they were nervous, which I know all four of them, and I know none of them were nervous at all. So
that's exactly right.
Well, the final score was 70-45. Lady Vikings win. And so that'll be it for Brian Radabaugh, Bob Grillo, and Penny Grillo. We'll sign off and have a good night, everybody. 98.7 WYRO.
At your local Sears Hometown store in Jackson, you will find the top 10 appliance brands like Kenmore, Samsung, LG, Whirlpool, Bosch, and KitchenAid. We're also the only store in town with a great selection of Craftsman products.
Also, did you know that your local Sears carries Sealy post-repeating mattresses?
Stop by today and shop your local Sears Hometown store in Jackson. Your Sears Hometown store is located at 780 East Main Street in Jackson.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcmbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCMB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
And that concludes another installment of your Vinton County High School basketball. Coverage of Viking basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Belicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to listen in next time for more Vinton County Viking Hoops.